All right, I'll say it. Because Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards!
Good answer.
Good evening, everybody! I blew your eardrums up. Well, you can turn your headphones down over there. I think it's the second one. Don't touch anything! Is that better? Is it working? Yeah, hey, it's the Dave Joe Scott Podcast, everybody. How are you? It's Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and I'm at the Juskow compound. And I'm here with some very special guests this evening, as we did last year on this exact day, at this exact time, but in a different location. I'm here with my nieces and my sister, or as I call their mother, and...
Hi.
That's my sister, Beth. And here's Liza.
Hi.
And Dory.
Hello.
They're sharing a mic because I'm incompetent. It's all my fault. But like the podcast, it's going to be an unbelievable show today. Remember, I promised a podcast every week, all the way until New Year's. And this show is no exception. All right, let's turn down the music a little bit and get down to business. And I talked this way throughout the entire podcast. Hope that's okay. Yeah, you don't mind? A lot of people don't like it. You know who doesn't like whatever I do? It is Salita will be joining us today as our fifth guest.
I think it's awesome.
Well, remember how you said when you know you listen to the podcast, but you've never seen it live? And I mean, nothing is more exciting than what you're witnessing now.
The cat's actually sitting on the keyboard. The cat the who keyboard. Knew?
Cat in the 88. I have some coffee. It's
no, that must be nice.
I texted you and asked you if you wanted any.
I would love some coffee.
Well, I don't know what you want me to do about that.
Well, send Dory out.
Well, look, I texted you. If you don't get back to texting, I mean, there's nothing I can really do about that. Is that better for everybody? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's 10 times better. I don't like when my guests are louder than I am. And essentially, I've got to watch that yellow light so I don't go to the red.
Okay. Because, you know, when I listen to your podcast, and then the girls on the podcast are like...
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, what? I can't
hear me crazy.
It.
Yeah, it drives me crazy, too. So I think that's so funny. Thank you. That's what I keep saying. I keep asking Joe, and I'm like, Joe, aren't the guests too low? And he's like, no, everything's fine. That guy doesn't know shit. Sorry, girls.
Agreed.
All right, I take that back because he listens to every podcast religiously, so I don't know that. What I'm saying is... And now I found Anna and Judy's listening as well. So try and be cool.
All right, we'll be careful.
Unfortunately, all I ever say is really good stuff about Aunt Judy.
Well, there is nothing bad you could possibly say.
No, there really isn't. And we're all going to Aunt Judy's birthday party. We're all going to the Devil's game. No? Who's not going?
Dory's not going.
No, nobody cares about that. But Liza's going, right? I mean, Lindsay's going, right?
Probably.
Tell her. Tell him why.
Dory, how come you can't go?
Because I'm in college.
Liza, tell him what you're doing.
I was just staring at her like, they're like, why is he staring at me? I can't figure out.
Lindsay asked if I wanted to go to a Walking Dead convention.
Wait, you're not going?
No, I think I am, but but maybe not. I don't know.
Say it again.
Wait, I'm staring. Wait, you're not. Boy, Aunt Judy's going to be very disappointed. And I'm sorry. That's fine. I mean, if you want to break her heart after all the days she came over and changed your diaper and babysat you and was just the best aunt ever. If you want to let her down like that, I mean, I don't care.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
Just for a couple of zombies. That just ain't right.
I know you like The Walking Dead, but I don't understand. Why does Lindsay always have stuff to do when I have something going on?
I don't know.
That she always invites you to something much more festive.
No, normally she's away and we invite her to something more festive. America's Got Talent. She couldn't go.
Oh, yeah. Why couldn't she go?
She had to drop Carly off at college.
Carly. What is she, a sophomore now?
Yeah, she just came home yesterday.
And Dory, you're a freshman at Rutgers. We talk about it all the time on the show.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Isn't it, though?
So exciting.
Yeah. You got to talk into the mic, though. I mean, so if you're going to... I mean, I know it's Sarah, but say something now. Yeah, that's much better. Everybody wants to hear what you have to say. I mean, you're a college girl. You. Everybody's curious at what a college girl has to say. Okay. Everybody's curious about what a high school girl has to say.
I know. Dory keeps taking the mic.
I know. I'm sorry. I got it. I got to get another mic. I never have any guests anymore. I'm always by myself.
Or we just have to kick Dory out.
Well, I got no problem with that. I mean, if you guys Dory, how do you feel about that?
I'm so offended.
Dory, I'm glad you have the headphones on because Dory and I actually this Friday went to see, as I told you last week, Gary Goldman at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, and he was
amazing.
He was really, really good. Here's, I got this one for you, which I think I know you're going to love.
I worked at a convenience store. I'm not allowed to say the name, of course, but it added up to 18. And
did you hear that part? Because I stopped from the... No. Here, listen to this. I know you'll like it.
I worked at a convenience store. I'm not allowed to say the name, of course, but it added up to 18. And
oh, I get it.
I knew you would. Do you understand?
Yeah.
What is it?
7-Eleven.
Nice! Isn't that funny? He said he worked at a... Yeah, I know you don't have any headphones. He said he worked at a convenience store. I'm not allowed to say what it is, but it added up to 18. He's really good.
That's really funny.
That's funny.
The crowd gets it.
Liza, wasn't it Subtraction Day the other day?
No, it's
take the mic.
It's Subtraction Day tomorrow. Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow. Let's see if David can figure out why it's Subtraction Day.
Why is it Subtraction Day?
This is not going to be good for me. Because there are less turkeys on the planet.
The stupidest answer I've ever heard in my life. Better off saying nothing.
You know what? For such a young girl, you really... all right, let me think. Subtraction Day. What does that mean? I have no idea.
Think about, like, the actual date. Like, November.
Oh.
Like, what's, like, 11
1126, 11... Does it matter that the actual date? Because the date changes there. Oh, 1126 is Subtraction Day.
Why?
I don't know. I'm bad at this kind of stuff.
Do you get why?
I didn't even get the 18 thing.
Oh, wait. Let Dory say it then.
Because it's the 2015. So 26 minus 11 is 15.
And that's why it's subtracted.
But that's only in Europe because we go 1126.
Wait, what?
So yeah, close enough.
I still don't 26. Get it. You know how bad I am at adding and subtracting?
November 26 is 1126. So you do 26 minus 11. That's 15.
That's bad.
Shush. It's Subtraction Day.
So happy Subtraction Day.
Tomorrow.
On Thanksgiving.
Today is nothing. There's no day today.
I preferred Back to the Future Day. That was a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of which, I wasn't sure what we were doing today. So I wasn't sure who was showing up. My brother-in-law was supposed to be here. So I had some trivia for him. But I had trivia for both of you girls.
Uh-oh. Not go well last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have Back to the Future trivia this time.
Oh, okay. I got this.
Okay, no, you don't. I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good. Okay, so I did thing. Wait, hold on. Let me get to it. Let's get right to it. I have to find it. I also had Little Women trivia for Billy. yeah, I had to go see my nephew in a production, an eighth grade production of Little Women Saturday, and it was a goddamn nightmare. Sorry. I mean, he was really good, but it was boring.
He was good.
The girls were so hot. I don't understand. I mean, they were dressed in, like, what I like to call modern dress. And as I say, by the way, when I'm doing the Godfather thing at the Village Underground, it is now changed to Monday, the 25th. And I just heard from Sarah Silverman. I think she might either play Kay Adams or at least do a set. That's a really good get. Monday, January 25th is the big
Godfather show. It's going to be unbelievable. There's going to be lots of people involved. It's going to be talking like this. It's clearly not for you girls. You're staring at me like I'm from Mars. So I don't know what to say.
All right. Here we go with Back to the Future trivia. You ready?
Yeah.
How late are the clocks at Doc's place at the start of the movie? 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, or 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Yeah, it was 20 minutes.
You would be incorrect. There, 25 minutes.
Darn it.
I even ended with a 5. That was a lot.
What does Doc build the time machine out of? What kind of car?
A DeLorean.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Who did Doc steal the platinum from?
It's the Libyans.
That's exactly right. But yeah. It's good that you were saying to Belgium because they're hiding out some really after criminals and we hate the Libyans as well. What makes time travel possible?
The flux capacitor.
What did you call the time capacitor?
The time flux capacitor. That's what he says.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
yeah,
he does.
I don't think it's just called the flux capacitor.
It's the time flux capacitor.
It's what makes time travel possible.
What's in your coffee?
Milk. Do you want some?
No.
Why were you asking?
That was so random. You just killed the
Because you saw the thing and you thought there was something else in there?
No, I was checking if it was like sugar and stuff, and then I could have some.
Well, why don't you put some sugar in it? Do you want me to make you some coffee?
Keep going.
It doesn't bother me doing that. I do this on the podcast on a daily basis when I'm talking to Selena.
No, I like half and half.
I know,
so
you do. I got my doorman half and half.
Yeah, it's not going to work for me.
All right. That was totally worth it. What was Doc hanging on the bathroom wall when he slipped and hit his head on the basin?
I don't know.
Was he hanging a cabinet, a picture, a clock, or a mirror?
A mirror.
The answer is a clock.
Darn it, I was going to say clock.
At least we're like the same for everything. That is like
what song does Marty play at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance?
Johnny Be Good.
That's correct. Yeah, but you got it right first.
Yeah, true.
What song does... I said that already. Lorraine in the cafeteria in 1955 says... Get your blank off of me.
Hands.
Get your paws.
What are you, in Planet of the Apes?
I don't know.
Get your dirty paws off of me. Wait, that reminds me of... Wait. Oh, crap. I had it. Oh, damn. Here it is.
I am not this deliverer you fear.
Moses,
it would take more than a man to lead the slaves from bondage.
Get your filthy paws off of me, you damn dirty. She says, meat hooks.
That's what I said.
You said that?
Yeah, she said that.
Well, you don't have a microphone.
Yeah, take the mic when you know it.
Yeah.
What tape does Marty put in his tape player before blasting George's ears?
Van Halen.
That's right. What does it actually say on it?
What does what actually say on what?
What does the tape actually say? They never talk about this, but it actually says Edward Van Halen, which I always thought was weird.
Interesting.
I thought they had some sort of deal because technically it's his guitar riff, but it's weird that it says it. I always thought that was weird when I first saw the movie, you know, before you children were born, in 1985, that he had to put Edward Van Halen. He put Edward on the top of the corner. Why doesn't George want to ask Lorraine to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance?
He's scared?
Nope.
Is that an answer?
Well, you're right, but he... Well, no, he's going with his sister. He wants to ask another girl. He will miss science fiction theater, or he has to go to Florida.
That one. He's going to miss science fiction theater.
How were you able to guess it out of those other clues? When Old Man Peabody shoots, which was my stage name back in the 30s, shoots at Marty when he is escaping in the time machine, he misses. What does he shoot?
The pine tree. I don't know.
No, the telephone.
No, the mailbox.
That's right. The mailbox is the correct answer. Okay. His car does hit the pine tree, though. Yeah. It's got the lone pine wall. What time does the lightning strike the clock tower?
10:04.
She's right.
Yeah.
How long does Marty say he will give himself to warn Doc in 1985 that he's
10 minutes.
That's exactly correct. Wow.
That was good.
Which future mayor do you see in the cafe in 1955?
Ronald Reagan. Oh, wait, no, sorry. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it. Can you just ask the question again? I wasn't paying attention.
It's like Goldie.
Right. He's the black one. I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Man, Goldie
Wilson.
You're
supposed to take the microphone if you know it.
It's Goldie Wilson. And the best part is, do you know John Mayer, the singer?
Yeah.
Well, he was at the Comedy Cellar like about a year ago, and he was really funny. Sometimes he gets on stage with Attell and Jeff Ross. And he's pretty funny, actually, which is the worst part, because he's handsome and he plays the guitar, and now he's replaced Jerry Garcia, and he's, like, so cool that he's actually funny on stage, which is, like, really annoying for the rest of us. Mm-hmm. So one of the guy who mops up the floor at the Comedy Cellar comes in, and he's wearing the white hat and the white outfit, and he just goes from the stage, "Man, Goldie Wilson!" And nobody else recognized it except me, and it was, like, really funny. And it just kills you that guy's funny, too. What does Lorraine say kissing Marty is like?
Kissing her brother.
That's correct. In 1955, what does one of Biff's mates wear over his eyes?
Sunglasses.
It's like a visor thing.
Close.
I don't know.
What kind of glasses?
Oh, I know.
Oh, 3D glasses.
That's right. 3D glasses is correct. That is it.
Nice.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
It's all right, man. All right. Good. Now, let's see. Where were we? I had topics for everybody. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, first I had... let's break it out. We're all here. Have you heard about Starbucks and what happened with their Christmas stuff?
Yes. Oh, yes.
How do you feel about that? All right, let's start with the kids first. Now, these kids are half Jewish and half Catholic. No, I'm sorry. They're half Jewish and half Italian. They were brought up on mozzarella. How are you? A little Danny from Monterey in the morning.
I'm going to start because I saw on Good Morning America that they showed the red cup and that there was controversy. So I assumed that people were saying it was too Christmassy. And it was the opposite.
It was the opposite? Oh, you're saying it wasn't Christmassy enough.
Well, I thought, right. They were saying...
That's what everyone thinks.
Right. People were mad because it wasn't Christmassy enough. I thought people were angry because
that's
it was
what I thought
too Christmassy.
Too.
So in my world...
I thought they are
red
mad because it was too Christmassy.
No.
They're mad because it's not Christmassy enough.
Are you sure? Because...
Oh my gosh, he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
No. Wait a second. Because there's a whole bunch of stuff that's happening where they're trying to take away Christmas. Now, at the Staten Island
Correct.
Mall, they've just taken the tree out of the mall and put it in the parking lot, and people are furious. And Donald Trump says, "Why stop stealing our Christmas and let it ride, and you know why are you taking away?" So that's what I thought Starbucks was doing by doing by just making it red, and it wasn't Christmas enough, they're taking it away.
Starbucks?
Right, and people were angry that they were taking it away.
Right,
I know, but when
about.
I saw the cup... I thought people are angry because it was a Christmas cup. Because to me, red and green is Christmas. So yeah. I was mistaken. I thought people were angry because it was too Christmassy. But people were angry because it wasn't Christmas.
No, right.
In my world,
that's what I'm trying to,
everything's
we're all saying,
too Christmassy.
But meanwhile, you married a Christmassy.
I know.
Yes, so Beth married a guy that's not Jewish, but Beth is the president of the Jews when she needs to be, which is not good for the kids who hate being bar mitzvahed. And even though she's demanding they go back after their bar mitzvahs.
Billy loves it.
Billy was the one where, of course, I did that scene from the Ten Commandments.
I am not this deliverer you fear.
That's what I was doing at Billy's.
We just got the video. They were watching. I didn't see it though.
It wasn't as good watching in a video. I saw it.
It was.
You think so? I feel like
I want to see it. I didn't see
it. In my mind, he wrestled me to the ground and told me to stop. Now that's what I've told people the rabbi has done. But when watching it, it's not as festive. I mean, he definitely says to stop.
But you can't see his eyes when you were there and you saw his eye. He was so mad.
I know he was so mad. What a dick! I hate that guy so much.
But I had a friend come up to me and say, "What is wrong with your rabbi? He was so rude to your mother and your brother." So obviously,
was that Dana?
People are no.
Oh, because he was mad at her too.
Boobalicious.
Boobalicious. Yeah, I've been playing Candy Crush with her.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
What the?
Meow.
She just got up.
Freaked out.
Where are you planning on going? Now she's right in my computer. Oh, I gotta brush her.
I'll do it.
So
she's gonna fall.
Are you leaving or?
She wants her coffee.
She doesn't. Oh! All right. Now I got some room. I got some room to work with here. That's the thing, right? So you got the they're taking away Christmas. Now the thing is, Andrea Pfizer, who's a columnist in the New York Post, and she's Jewish, and she, everybody. I think most of the Jews. You said you were complaining because it wasn't Christmassy enough, right?
No,
you hate, right? Okay, but most most normal Jewish people don't have a problem with it because we get that it's Christmas and that's the way it is. Now downstairs in this building and every building, they have a menorah downstairs. I don't find that necessary until it's Hanukkah,
correct?
Which is next Sunday. So that actually bothers me.
Me too.
Obviously, I have no problem with them having a Christmas tree. What do I care? And it's fun and it's festive. And quite frankly, the Staten Island Mall, they got rid of. There's a bunch of malls that are doing. They got rid of Santa, or they keep charging for
Santa.
Well, who cares? For what purpose? For religious beliefs? Where is Santa in the Bible?
It doesn't make sense to get rid of him because if you're Jewish, you just walk right by him. I don't like it when they sing songs at schools and every kid has to participate and sing Christmas music because everybody says Christmas is an American holiday.
Well,
it's not an American holiday. It's a religious, it's a highly religious holiday. And everybody says, keep Christ in Christmas, but then they turn around and say everybody should celebrate it. So I don't understand what everybody means.
Because it's fun.
Those are your kids. You happy about that? You happy what you've done to your mother? You have a Christmas tree in your house. You can't come over. Are you happy with yourself?
No, I am not.
That's what you always say. You're saying all this stuff, and I'm with you 100%. I get it. But then you don't keep kosher completely, and you have the Christmas tree. I mean, how can you be? You can't be both.
I really can't be, we've always talked about this. But I can't help it.
You can't help it, yeah. Well, listen, we were brought up in a very strict house by Rabbi Norman Strickman. and my sister and I were brought up in a very strict kosher house, at least after 1972.
Right, after the shrimp.
Right, after our mother stopped cooking bacon. Now, I've said this on the show 100 times. You can't make bacon and then take it away.
You really
can't do it. It's rude to do to people. It's not right.
Agreed, yeah.
Bacon's awesome.
Bacon's awesome, right?
I don't like bacon.
I love bacon.
You don't like eating, so I can't listen to you.
She likes plain hamburgers, that's it.
Plain hamburgers.
Chicken parm.
Do you even like ketchup?
I love ketchup.
All right, but and what do you? What's your favorite drink?
Water.
Right, so we went to the comedy club on Friday, and what'd you have?
Water.
And what'd you get to take home?
Water.
And even though there was a 2-drink minimum, what'd you have?
I had 2 waters.
Nice. Fortunately, there was a 2-item minimum, so we were able to get it. What did you eat when we were there? We ordered half of the menu because none of the people she was... Well, they're all young, so they can't drink. Do the Havelock brothers drink? I mean,
well,
if they
only drinks water also.
No, but I'm saying, do they drink alcohol?
Yeah.
I think it's not a... It's no big deal. I'm just saying. I mean, no, they're not 21.
Nobody's listening. It's okay.
Yeah, nobody's... no, she's right. But, all right, so... And what about that other girl?
Amanda,
hug and kiss.
Hey, Amanda.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi, Amanda.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I think I don't know whether I ever told you this before, but my nephew has this friend, and his name is Jake, and he's in our football pool, and his voice was changing, or so he thought. So this September or August, before he went to school, he sent all the girls in the class a separate video explaining to them that there's going to be a lot of changes. And the video is one of the greatest videos I've ever seen in my life. And Sarah and I were laughing about this for days because he's just going, and his voice is still high, like, "Hey, Amanda, it's me, Jake. Listen, you're going to be seeing a lot of changes. As you can see, my voice is changing. I'm starting to grow abs. I got some pubic hairs." Or maybe not that last part, but it's just really funny because he's saying his voice is changing, but clearly it was not. And he's putting on a show to pretend, "Hey, Amanda, it's me, Jake." And so at the bar mitzvah, just before I got off stage after my unbelievable reading of the Torah, I said, "Hey, Amanda," because we all know what that
means. Yeah, Daddy didn't even know that you did that. Like
he saw it on the tape?
Yeah, he just saw it on the tape. Like, had no idea that you said that.
Yeah, well, I figured at that point, let's go for broke, right? That rabbi already hates me. Yeah. I couldn't believe he didn't wrestle me to the ground. And it's funny, like I said, when I was sitting there waiting, knowing what I was going to do, your mother gave me the okay to do it, you know, and Billy as well. I said to myself, I wonder if he's going to physically touch me and hurt me, you know, and stop me.
It's worth it.
Because he would, oh, it's totally worth it. I'm just saying, I wonder if he's going to, because my whole life I've come up with of guys like that before, and everything I do to make people angry is premeditated mostly, you know, unless sometimes when I really don't understand, I'm like, what do I do? But mostly it's premeditated, and I know I'm going to be a dick, and, you know, you either reap the benefits of being hilarious or you
don't
suffer the consequences of being a complete douchebag. And I've certainly run the gamut of both. But you can see this guy was a dick, and I've come up with guys like this all my life in high school and college. There's always been guys in authority positions which you can see they don't want any answers because they think they're funny or they think they're in charge and they don't want any. It's hard to believe. He definitely thinks he's funny, and that's the kind of guys you can see right away. You guys didn't have him because you went to a different temple because your mother moved you out after what happened at the last temple, and I apologize again.
Right.
We had to leave because of Uncle David again.
And again, I apologize. I mean, how many times can I apologize for this? But it's just funny when I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, I know this guy. I know these kind of guys. And I was very worried that he was going to do it, but I was surprised that he stopped me. I was surprised, but not totally surprised. But yeah, he just put a stop. Can you imagine putting a stop to somebody reading from the Torah? It's like so ridiculous.
Well, everybody was laughing so loud, and he's like, Billy has to explain the Torah portion later, and nobody's listening because they're having too good a time.
How does Billy have to explain it if I'm reading it in English? I wasn't reading it in Hebrew. I was explaining the Hebrew part. Who is this guy?
That's a very good question.
That's right.
And everyone was listening because it was so funny.
But that's the thing. Everybody was listening.
The only part people listened to.
Yeah, because everybody usually gets up there and they go like, Okay. And I remember Mizpah, and I was like, and Jacob said to Moses, and Moses came to Abimelech. And that's the way they talk, because they're nervous and they're not whatever. So doing something like that, it did make people listen. Like, you'd think maybe if he really thought about it, he'd be like, you know, I should have more people. I should really call that kid and do a, he should come every Saturday, which would be great. I should really have my own congregation.
You really should.
I mean, I've certainly slept with enough rabbis that, I mean, hold on a second.
He means female rabbis.
Right, female rabbis, people, after last week's episode. Oh, by the way, after last, I was listening to last week's episode, as I ought to do before I do another podcast. We were talking about AIDS, because everybody's saying that I have AIDS because I went to Charlie Sheen's house. Mm. Because I sat on his couch, you know. And we were talking about that, and then we were talking about actors who in the past weren't allowed to come out of the closet because it would ruin their careers. So we were talking about the dad from the Brady Bunch, who was really gay, I mean super gay, and what a dick he was, because you know, I played a clip from when they had like a reenactment of the Brady Bunch, and he was like a dick. He hated that role, which he would never get. I mean, what a tremendous actor. He was so angry and drunk half the time. You would never know if you're watching that show. You guys have seen the Brady Bunch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love it, right? I mean, he's such the perfect dad. He's good looking, he's cool, and then apparently he was just such a dick because he hated doing the show. He was like, oh, you should be doing Shakespeare. And I pointed out, I'm like, well, why don't you just do this and take your paycheck and be famous enough to mount your own Shakespeare production, jerk off. And there's a thing where he's in front of the kids being drunk. He's like, whoa, this isn't Sherwood Schwartz, which is the producer of the show. And I'm like, and they all said like, oh, the kids, he loved the kids. He loved the kids. And I'm like, well, if he loved them so much, why would he act like that in front? Cindy must be like, what, 8? And he's acting like an ass in front of her. Anyway, he died of AIDS. And then this guy, Rock Hudson, who you've never heard of, was apparently, even before our time, me and your mom, like a really big ladies' man in the movies. And he does a scene, I'll show you, because this is really interesting and I would like your thoughts. Do I have it, or did I? Oh, I put it away. I want to bring it up again because it's from this movie called Pillow Talk, and it's him and Doris Day. Maybe you heard her name, maybe from Grease or something. Yeah. Like that. Here it is. Now, in the movie, he pretends to be gay. In 1950s gay, you know, where you can't just be like, hey, everybody. like 1950s gay, where he's pretending to be gay so this woman will kind of attack him. He's like doing this kind of a joke. And here's the kind of stuff he says.
Do you remember that gal I told you about, Jan? The best of a worm like me.
About what?
Your Western gentleman. He turned out to be a prairie wolf, didn't he?
Mr. Allen, this may come as a shock to you, but there are some men who don't end every sentence with a proposition.
Oh, come on. You mean he didn't try to get you up to his hotel room?
Yes, he took me to his hotel room.
Uh-huh.
He showed me Central Park, and then we left.
And nothing else?
Nothing.
Hmm. Oh, by the way, you know what he showed her?
No.
Central Perk.
That's even worse than I thought.
Worse? What do you mean worse?
Well, must I spell it out? Either you're not telling the truth, or
what?
Or what?
Well, there are some men who just, they're very devoted to their mothers. You know, the type that likes to collect cooking recipes or exchange bits of gossip.
What a vicious thing to say.
Oh, I hope I'm wrong, but don't you think you'd better make sure?
So that's what he's saying a gay guy does, right? The worst part about this, I played this last week, I'm like, oh my God, I just did all this today. Not only did I talk to my mother about Hanukkah and what we were going to do for Hanukkah, but then I actually, that day, downloaded a recipe that I saw online. I was like, oh my God, this looks good for it. It's amazing. And he says, collects fabric or something like that. It's ridiculous, right? So then I was thinking to myself, can you imagine, first of all, the guy like that, he's gay. He can't tell anybody. And he's got to sit there and be insulted,
right,
by the script and by the people and be like, don't you? So that would be like me, like, let's say the Nazis won the war and I'm an actor, you know, in Germany, and I can't tell anybody I'm Jewish, so I have to write these things like, well, maybe he's of Jewish persuasion. Have you noticed that he might like money or has a really big nose or breathes through his nose, like, heavily? Like, can you imagine? I'd have to say those kind of lines, or like, you know, he's just ugly and gross. Like, that would be the... what I would, they would make me say, like, he's got to say that. Like, can you imagine how insulting that is?
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It is sad. It's funny. And a lot of guys got to do it. I was pointing out that Neil Patrick Harris is finally the one guy that, like, can actually, the only person ever who has made an unbelievable transformation, especially if you've seen Gone Girl, where he completely plays a straight guy and everyone knows he's gay. And it's working. You see through it. You don't see through it. I mean, you're good with it. And nobody else, because, you know, Tom Cruise, John Travolta, they probably are gay. If they come out, their careers are done. Even at this late age. What are you going to say?
No, I was just going to say...
Talking to the mic.
Like, that's so true with Neil Patrick Harris, that he's gay. And
it's amazing,
always,
right?
He plays someone completely straight. And it doesn't matter.
So here's the thing, though. So your grandpappy, our father, told us many years ago that Rock Hudson was gay. We thought he was stupid, but I guess in the army or something, he had seen him with this guy Jim Neighbors.
It was at the opera.
Oh, at the opera? Was that what it was?
Yeah.
That's even funny. Now who's gay?
I don't think he was with Jim Neighbors, though, but Daddy saw him at the opera, and he said, his story is that all the women were like, oh my God, it's Rock Hudson, and then he comes in with another man on, you know, with him on his arm, right? And Daddy said everybody knew there that he was gay, and, you know, they just left him alone, but... Yeah.
I come in with another man on my arm all the time. In fact, tonight, when we're going to Quality Italian, my date is Jeff Ross.
But I'm bum.
I mean, do you think all the women are going to be like, oh my God, is Jeff Ross? He's so hot.
No, I don't. No offense, though.
I'll tell you something about Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross, I was at the comedy show last Tuesday. Jeff Ross brought in one of the hottest girls I've ever seen. And she was so pretty. And, you know, it's funny, you just see him on stage, and he's really funny and everything, but he's just dressed in a t-shirt, he doesn't care. I try so hard to at least look slimming, you know, like I try to wear shirts that will not show off my belly. Obviously, I have a big belly, and
yeah.
I'm... No, you're supposed to say, I'll stop you when I disagree with something you're saying. but I try. He doesn't even care. It's fascinating. I'm fascinated with guys like that. I mean, it's the best way to be. I remember a couple of girls, they were dating Mark Cohen. Remember our good friend Mark Cohen, the comedian? He's still one of the funniest guys ever. Ever. I mean, he can make me laugh at the drop of a hat. I mean, he's just so funny. And for all the wrong reasons, you know, like, just like that. He's just all the old school stuff. He tweeted the other day, he said, or something like, I can't believe my material still works from 1985. So I don't know. I'm doing it wrong. But remember he came up with the best... greatest video of all time before there was YouTube or before there was anything. He came up with that video, I think I told you girls about it, where it was called the School of Acting on the Phone. Do you remember this one?
Oh yeah,
phone.
I saw it.
He was calling the school, he did it once, he's done it again where it's on YouTube, you can see it. It didn't never came out as good as the first time. He's making a call to a school of acting so you can be an actor on the phone acting. So he's like, yes, hi, I'd like to sign up for your classes. Oh, well, yes, that would be, well, just one, just me. And how many would that be? Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Do you understand what I'm doing?
You're phone acting.
Yeah, I'm phone acting. Do you ever see actors when they're talking on the phone and it's like, obviously they're not talking to anybody. So he did a video where he's going to a class for that.
Oh, that's so funny.
It is funny, right?
Yeah.
And he was so funny, and he was so perfect. Remember how funny that was? I don't think I've ever laughed. You don't remember?
I do not remember.
Really?
Oh. Because it wasn't that funny.
I don't remember anything.
I remember
you showing me.
Yeah, it was so funny because it's just
really funny.
So... It's something you don't think of when somebody's on the phone, and you have to, like, talk to the country, like, uh-huh. Okay, well, we'll be there around 5. No. Right, I mean, all that's nothing.
That was good.
Thank you. You can see the girls don't care at all.
You should teach that class.
I should teach that class. It's ridiculous that I don't. Anyway, Mark Cohen would get girls, and he was so hairy, and the girls would tell me that they're like, they liked him because he just didn't give a shit. He would go in the pool. He always would say, there was a protesting that goes, fur is murder. And he's like, lady, that's my back. And the girls just like, because like, he didn't give a shit. And that was the key. You know, he owned it. And that's the key. Anyway, so last week we were talking about Rock Hudson and we're talking about Jim Nabors. And I said that I remember this clip. I couldn't believe he was dating Jim Nabors. You know, this guy's kind of gross. And this Rock Hudson, gorgeous man. And I found, I said I remember a clip from SCTV with Dave Thomas playing Jim Nabors, doing that fake singing. I just, when I'm calling you. And then it was really funny because clearly he, Dave Thomas, the actor, was nervous that he couldn't do the Jim Nabors voice. So they changed it by saying, actually, it's Fred Travellina, everybody, the great impressions. Yeah, yeah. And I found the clips, and here it is. He's actually, they're doing the Andy Griffith show, but they're called the Merv Griffith show, so it's Merv Griffin doing it, and they, and so that's him playing Jim Nabors, but here, but here.
Cobra Pie.
Golly, Sergeant, this is the best surprise party I ever had.
Doesn't he sound like Gomer? Fred Travellina is with us.
There's no reason for him to... Doesn't he sound like Gomer? Fred Travellina's with us. There's no reason to do that. He could just say Gomer Pyle or Jim Nabors is with us. It's, he was so nervous that he had it. Everybody was so good in that cast. They, you know, Eugene Levy is in it, and Catherine O'Hara, and John Candy.
So good.
Yeah. And just in this particular sketch, they're amazing.
I'm a little worried about Opie, though. I'm supposed to go fishing with him.
Yes, Merv.
Well, you can see he doesn't do the voice very good. Golly! But anyway, he does the best he can.
They have no idea what you're talking
about.
I
know. Well, I'm doing this for the you know, for the fans. I'm doing the air quotes.
Fans.
I have a couple. This Friday, David Tennant's at Caroline's. And Friday, Saturday. Tonight, Friday, Saturday. And then we're going to go see him at the Stress Factory next Friday. And... okay, here's something. Well, you know what? As long as we're here, let's... I bought another piece of paper. Would you like to do trivia from the movie Grease?
I would.
Sure.
You guys like that one, right?
Yeah.
I'm totally going to rock this.
All right. And, of course, before we do, let's play the clip.
Sandy!
Teddy?
What are you doing here? I thought you were going back to Australia.
We had a change of plans.
Okay. Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is. Rocking and rolling and whatnot.
Danny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me, baby? What's the matter with you?
Yeah. What happened to the Danny Zuko I met at the beach?
Well, I do not know.
I do not know. I mean, maybe, maybe there's two of us, right? Why don't you take out a missing persons ad? Try the yellow pages, I don't know.
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
Whoa. And then he's almost in tears. Like he's so upset that he had to do that.
He did seem kind of sad.
And you know my favorite. You know, who did he have to do that in front of? Duty. Duty.
I was watching Grease 2 this week.
Great movie. What's the matter with you?
You know what? Michelle Pfeiffer is so,
so
beautiful.
So pretty. Oh, my God.
So beautiful. That's why I watch it. There's, like, there's camera angles that are just amazing.
We're going to score tonight. We're going to score. You know what? Your mom and I just found out.
Let's do it for our
we
country.
We both left the movie when it came out in the theaters. We both walked out. It's the only movie I've ever walked out of.
Me too. So bad. No, that's not true. I walked out on Million Dollar Baby.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I never saw that.
I could not believe what was going on. I'm like, I'm out.
The Clint Eastwood movie?
Correct. So that's two. Grease 2. That's like, Million Dollar Baby.
Didn't that win the Oscar for Best Picture?
It was awful.
It's kind of the opposite. Like,
it was not bad acting. The movie was just awful.
All right, well, let's do some Grease trivia. Now you know the movie, right?
Yeah.
Right? I know Dory knows it. I wasn't sure if Liza knows it. You know it really well, right? And you know all my theories about it as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Duty. Who's afraid of a guy named Duty? Do you think that I would ever have to try and be cool in front of a guy named Duty when...
Or Putsy.
Putsy, Sonny, Duty, and those guys are idiots and they're ugly, and John Travolta is so handsome and cool, and he's so nervous that he's going to look stupid because The Pink Ladies are the ugliest girls I've ever seen in my life. And I, like I've always said, Stalker Channing was my age right now. So for him to like Olivia Newton-John, who might have been the prettiest girl I've ever seen at that time, what the hell? I mean, it's just, what's the matter with it? It doesn't make sense. It just makes you angry. I mean, I think when they did the play, at least those guys were probably
better looking.
Better looking, right? They're theater guys. They're probably really gay, you know?
I mean, Duty is the one that does the mooning song, right? And I think he was supposed to be pretty heavy.
Is that right?
With Jan?
I can only
Jan was supposed
Steve
to be
White,
heavy.
So.
I mean, that's the way it's written.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, hold on a second. I have something here. Here. Is it? Yeah. Now, you know, NBC's doing The Wiz next week?
Yeah.
Isn't everybody so excited for that? That's like the worst choice in the history of choices.
It really is bad.
The Wiz stinks. We've talked about it on this show. It's a horrible show. You know, but if you make fun of it, maybe it sounds like you're making fun of black people. I don't know. It's just a bad show. I think anybody would admit it. It's the songs are bad. Besides Ease On Down, I don't think anybody knows any songs. I think it's really poor choice. Fox, a month later, doing a live version of Grease.
Yeah, I know.
Smart move.
What?
Here's the cast.
I did not know that.
Here's the cast. That's right. First of all, guy playing Danny Zuko, guy we like, Aaron Tveit.
Who's that?
He is like a theater guy. He was in Next to Normal. Greatest.
Oh my gosh, so like
ever.
A Broadway guy.
Yeah, oh, he's a big Broadway guy.
Bad.
He was also on Gossip Girl.
Who was he?
Do you remember? He was like, he was dating Blair. No, it's not Blair, is it?
Yeah, no, it's Blair.
Yeah. Like Blake Lively.
Oh, okay. That's not Blair.
No, yeah, I have it. Right.
Serena.
Serena, right. And he was like running for Congress.
Oh, yeah, I know
who
that
is. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I don't remember his name on the show. I think he was friends with Chase Crawford. Yeah. He's been in that. He was in, he was nominated for.
He was good.
The one with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks.
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
That was a good movie.
Ooh, yeah, that was a good movie.
And he was in the Broadway play. So he's a Broadway guy. So him doing it,
thank
it's going to be great.
No, and no Carrie Underwood.
No. Who is so pretty, but Julianne Ho.
Oh, Huff.
Huff. I like calling her Ho. Will be Sandy.
But she's so old.
Just like RZA.
Wait, really?
Is she that old? I thought she was in her 20s.
But they're supposed to be in high school.
Yeah,
Aaron Tveit is probably 30.
Yeah, he's old.
Why are they doing that? Because they're doing it old school. John Travolta was already 40.
He was not 40. I don't like that.
Rizzo was 51.
Yeah, but listen, Rizzo. Rizzo's a good cast.
Yeah, so Rizzo is being played by Vanessa Hudgens, who we love.
Isn't she a lot younger than Julianne?
She's only 15. It's not a big deal. So yeah, you got the Pink Ladies or Vanessa Hudgens who's playing Rizzo. That's odd casting, but I like it because we like her.
Yeah,
she's
I'm okay with that.
She's a musical person. Kiki Palmer, who I really find attractive, is playing Marty. She's in Scream Queens. She's
yeah,
black.
She's, yeah,
oh, okay.
And Carly Rae Jepsen is playing Frenchie.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I like it. All I right, like
yeah,
her.
That's cute. That's cute.
I like that casting.
They're definitely way too old.
I don't know who Heather Donahue is. Do you?
No.
She's playing Jan. Maybe she's chubby. And Carlos Pena Vega is playing Kinnicky. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who
David
that is.
Del Rio is playing Putzi. And Mario Lopez is playing Vince Fontaine.
So they're all like Puerto Rican or Hispanic? Like the whole cast, pretty much. Not the girls, but.
No. Makes a lot of sense, though.
It's kind of funny.
Well, who else is in a gang these days? I mean, I don't even know if it takes place in the 50s. You have to assume,
oh,
I guess.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, and that's such a much better plan than what they're doing with The Wiz. You know, I mean,
oh,
if you
completely.
Don't have Michael Jackson, and Mike somehow the movie The Wiz found a way to make Michael Jackson boring.
That movie was, I tried to watch it. It was on a
Michael
while,
Jackson
while ago.
Is one of the
so
greatest talents.
Out of that
movie too. We weren't alive in.
It was in the '70s,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Well, yes, but we were very.
No,
young.
I was watching it on TV. It was.
We weren't
awful.
Able to walk out of the movie because we were too young.
Right,
our parents
true.
Would have had to come with us. You son
it
of a...
It was very slow.
How old do you think we are?
Like 100.
That is so rude. You know what? Someday you're going to be our age and you're going to be like, I can't believe I was so rude to Uncle David.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. but, wait, what was the point of the Wiz? Oh, yeah. Michael Jackson is one of the greatest entertainers of our time. He's amazing. And they found a way to somehow not use him properly.
It was just a really, really boring movie.
And who's using Nipsey Russell? Oh, so...
I know, good people. It should have been
before
better.
Before we get to the grease thing, let me tell you this, and you'll like this. Judy Garland's dress for The Wizard of Oz just went for $1.56 million at an auction on Monday.
Wow.
Her dress from The Wizard of Oz. Now, you all like The Wizard of Oz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me
yes.
too. The Cowardly Lion costume went for $3.1
million.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I have talked about this for years. I've even done it on television before. You know me. I like talking about the most ridiculous of things that
oh, yeah.
only if you know the movie backwards and forwards you can know. But now I have proof. This is an interview on the Judy Garland show with Ray Bolger and Judy Garland talking about Bert Lahr and the costume.
You remember, listen, the great guy, he was so wonderful and such a marvelous performance, Bert Lahr, oh, the Cowardly Lion. Well, that is the funniest thing to me. Now, Bert is a really dreamy guy, and he's so sincere, you know. He's so his work means more to him than anything else in the
world. He was so hot in that lion's house.
Oh, the poor guy said it weighed 90 pounds. He said, look at that tin man over there, going to sleep, sound asleep on an iron wedge. I can't sleep at night.
So Bert Lahr, what they're saying is that the costume weighed 90 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
He was sweating profusely. He hated the costume. I know, and I couldn't find it. There is another interview with Ray Bolger, and I'll never forget it, where he's – because here – I think this was in the 60s. He's trying to be polite. Bert Lahr's still alive. So once it got to the 70s and they were just interviewing, I think Bert Lahr had already died, he goes, well, let me tell you something about Bert Lahr. First of all, now he was. You can see in this, he goes, like, what a delightful guy. He was a fun guy. You know, like, he's trying to say Bert Lahr was a fat lard. I mean, obviously a very nice guy, but he was fat. He was disgusting. He was sweaty. This is what he says on this interview that I saw many years ago. And he would come out of that costume, and the smell coming out of that costume was the worst thing I've ever... I'll never forget. He said he was a big guy. He was always gassy, you know, like so.
Ew.
Yeah. So who the hell is buying that costume? Like, I know it's been washed and everything, but still...
Maybe not.
Not interested. Paying $3.1 million for that gassy, disgusting... The kids are playing in it. I have my kids playing in it. Mommy, it smells in here. Oh, that's Bert Lahr. He smelled. Ugh, he was disgusting. And it's funny that he was, like, making fun of these. Like, look at the Tin Man. Look at this guy. This guy's doing nothing. Nipsey Russell. That's the Tin Man and the Wiz.
Yes.
Nipsey Russell.
But, you know, they were all really... It was well cast. I just don't know who wrote it.
Oh, so this this thing that I got this Ray Bolger thing from, it's the Judy Garland special. It's kind of fascinating. She looks really good. She had a television show in the 60s, like a series. So she'd invite all her friends on. And that's the only way you could see people like that back then. You know, they didn't have YouTube or Twitter or anything.
Right.
And he's on, and they're singing Wizard of Oz songs together, just the two of them.
Wow.
It's fantastic. As gay as it sounds. I mean, it's really great. They're like, we're off to see. Just the two of them sitting in chairs.
That's so weird.
Just talking. They're like, oh, do you remember when Bert Lahr... It's so fascinating. I actually, you know, not today, but I wanted to play the entire clip one day. Except last week, I did so much gay stuff. I have to butch it up, so I wasn't able to do it. Liza's making that face from Author again. So, which is a movie that me and my sister worship.
Love that
movie.
Where
they have a kid where Al Pacino makes his kids go to these things they don't want to do. And he's like, now look, if you're not going to be having a good time, you better make like you're having a good time. There's a lot of tuitions to be paid. We are going to be gentlemen tonight. We are going to sit. We are going to have a good time. And so clearly they're just bored. It's a long night. And the kid's sitting there and he goes,
he's falling
come
asleep.
On. Yeah, he's falling asleep. And Al Pacino goes, come on, we're going to leave. And then the kid goes, no, I'm having too much fun. And that's the face Liza makes all the time to me. So, but she's adorable. All right, here's the Grease trivia. You ready?
All right, I forgot about
ready.
This.
What extracurricular activity did Sandy join when she first started at Rydell High?
Cheerleading.
That's right. Why did Sandy become ill during the sleepover at Frenchie's house?
Because she got her ears pierced? No, because she drank alcohol?
Both.
No, it's because she saw the blood.
That's correct.
Oh.
Because she saw blood.
Ooh.
Well done, Liza.
Wow.
What was the name of the athletic boy? Sorry, I have to say the athletic. What was it? The
supporter?
Yeah, the athletic supporter. That's, right. That's from the movie, right?
If
you can't be an athlete, then be an athletic supporter. What was the name of the athletic boy that Sandy went out with after Danny blew her off at the pep rally?
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Sam.
It was not Sam.
No, but it is a three-letter word ending with M.
I was so close.
Tim.
No.
Tom.
Tom. Liza. Wow. You're crazy.
Tom.
Yeah, Tom Chisholm.
Huh.
What did Sandy's parents want Danny to come over for?
Tea.
That's correct. Remember he said she invited him over for tea, right?
I don't like tea.
At the Frosty Palace.
You don't have to drink tea. I can't do that accent either.
You're right. Oh, damn it, but I don't like tea. So you don't have to drink tea. I don't like parents. I don't like parents. That's horrible, right? According to Knicky, a hickey from him is like what?
I know.
So say it.
A Hallmark card. When you care enough to send the very best.
That's right. You pig. Hickey from Knicky. Wait, what's the other? Then it's talk is cheap. Take this, you creep. I'm actually doing the woman who does
Paul Lynn as Rizzo.
Alice Ghostly.
Alice Ghostly.
I'm doing Alice Ghostly, who helps with the Grease Lightning.
Right.
Parts on this car are so hot.
Sounds like Paul Lynn
yes,
to me.
Yes, but did you know, and I've talked about this on the show, that she apparently stole her vernacular from Paul Lynn, and Paul Lynn was furious
for funny.
Years. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense, right?
Yes, it does.
The fact that they were both on Bewitched together probably made them even madder.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Danny win the dance-off with? You'll never guess this.
Cha-cha.
What's her last name?
De Gregorio.
That's right. Where were Sandy and Danny when he asked her to wear his ring?
In a car at the drive-in.
That's right.
The theater, yeah.
Well, you've never been to a drive-in before?
I can't say I have.
Oh, right.
So sad.
Is it?
Yes.
You hated drive-ins.
No, you hated drive-ins.
No, you hated... Oh, no. Mommy hated drive-ins.
Oh, it was Mommy.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody get so sick. She's not a good driver, but the car's sitting still. And she'd get sick sitting still. You know, you'd drive your car and you'd watch the movie, just like in Greece.
Right.
We did that.
Yeah.
But a lot.
Our mother would get sick in
David
the car.
David had no friends, so for his birthday every year, we went to the drive-in, just the family, because he never had any friends.
See, Dory runs in the family. But it all works out.
Wow.
It all works out.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, look at David. It all works out.
Just because I don't have any guests every week doesn't mean that it can't work out. But, yeah, it doesn't. My birthday was in the summer, and everybody went away.
It's true. He had friends. They just weren't around.
And I didn't really want to hang out with them. I was kind of like you. I was just like, well, I mean, I really prefer not to bring anybody if I don't really care for anybody.
I didn't really like my friends either.
It's kind of like now. I don't want to date anybody if I really don't care. I don't want to date anybody just to date somebody. It's the same philosophy.
My kids would like some first cousins, though. It's kind of sad.
Well, I could do that.
Right.
Who are your first cousins?
They don't count.
Oh, yeah.
Why
those guys.
Okay.
All right, what did the teacher, Mrs. Murdoch, say about Kanicki's car when it was all finished being fixed up?
It was beautiful. I'm just kidding.
I just said it before.
I don't remember.
It's as hot as the parts on it.
Gotcha.
Other than pride, what were the guys racing for at Thunder Road?
Thanks.
Nice.
What song did Sandy and Danny sing together at the carnival at the end of the movie?
You're the one that I want.
That's right. Very good. Very good.
Ooh, honey.
You did good. I have one more trivia thing left if you'd like.
Yeah.
Are you interested?
Yeah.
What is it?
All right, it's interesting.
It depends
what it is. Well, like I said, I thought. Oh, you know what I have? I have back to school trivia. Would you be interested in that? I was doing it for Matt, but
I don't know if I could do it.
I'll do it for my listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you've seen the movie Back to School, right?
Yeah.
Have
but
you?
I wouldn't know any trivia.
Wait, what
from
movie? What happens in it?
It's with Rodney Dangerfield.
He's like the dad, and he goes back to school to show his son how important.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I won't be able to do it except for the
Robert Downey Jr.'s in it.
Here's one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah.
There will be an additional springboard installed for Mellon's dive, the Triple Lindy.
Is that hard?
That's impossible.
That's my favorite scene because that just like when it's like there will be an additional board installed, so we can do that dive, the Triple Lindy.
Right.
The actor who played Thornton at the beginning of the movie was a regular on what sitcom? The Wonder Years. It was Jason Hervey.
Oh.
What was the name of Thornton's chain of clothing stores? I'll just breeze down. My friends listening to this are going crazy right now.
I want to say big and tall, but that's not it. It's like fat and something.
You got it. Tall and fat.
Tall and fat.
Hey, you are going to go to my clothing store. Tall and fat. We got stuff for women, too. I'm mixing up the movies because he also has Easy Money, where he becomes the regular guy look.
Right.
And he has a line of clothing, and it goes, I just bought two of your short sleeve pajama tops. Yeah, the regular guy. I want pants. You know, pants that you can really put some pockets in.
Another good movie.
Jason tells Thornton at the beginning of the movie that he's on the diving team. Why is this a lie?
Because he cleans up
He is the towel boy.
He's the towel boy.
Correct. What was the name of the college that Jason attended? Well, you'll never get that. Grand Lakes. You know, trivia myself, and I think I've told this on the show, but years ago, when Robert Downey Jr. and I were friendly, Alan Klein's sister went to the University of Wisconsin. And one day in 1985 or 6 when they were filming this, she called Alan and she goes, Robert's here. Should I say hello? He's filming here. And we're like, yeah, go say hello. And 20 years later, I always remember that story. Never knew they were filming Back to School. Never occurred to me until I found out where they filmed that school, which was the University of Wisconsin Madison. And I was like, and then I put it together. Oh my God, he was filming
That's
Back to
why.
School. I can't believe I somehow was close to that movie.
Yeah.
You know, like in a roundabout way. When did Thornton used to. Oh, that doesn't matter. Thornton and Lou, you'll know this one. Thornton and Lou clear out the lines at registration.
I know.
Because I've used this with Dory. By spreading a rumor that who was about to make an appearance?
That's Bruce right. Springsteen.
My sister's holding up the sign. Yeah, we were trying to do that with Dory. I think I mentioned it on the show. Like when she was signing up for classes, I'm like, you want to sit outside and see Nicolas Cage is outside? I can sit there, you know, in the window. After Thornton questions Barbe's proposal to make tape recorders, I think that's the name Barbie. I don't know. You know, Philip.
Oh.
Barbie says the fictional company will make what?
Is it widgets?
That's right. Oh, what's a widget? Hey, how about Fantasyland? Professor Turgeson opens his class by asking an interpretation of what? I just played it before. Why America pulled troops out of Vietnam.
All right, I'll say it.
Those
Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards.
Good answer.
The actress who plays Jason's girlfriend, Valerie, appeared on which Star Trek series? It's Deep Space Nine. Professor Turner begins her English class by reading a poem by whom? It's James Joyce. Because I remember because she always goes, I think Joyce is pretty hot, too. Because he's like, yes! Yes! where did Thornton learn to dive?
Atlantic City.
That's correct. That doesn't matter. Thornton has a terse phone conversation with what real-life writer?
Yeah. I know it.
Yeah. Kurt Vonnegut.
Yes.
Remember, he got a B or a C. Didn't he get a C? Did he have a C?
Right, right. Vonnegut paper? Actually wrote it. Right.
Well, for the listeners, what is the name of Jason's arch enemy on the diving team? It's Chaz. The most Chaz. Perfect blonde James Spader-like guy, you know, ever. What band plays at Thornton's party?
Oingo Boingo.
That's right. Lou says he has two sons. He put one through college and put the other through what?
A wall?
That's right. At his oral exam, Philip asked Thornton one question in how many separate parts?
Two. Three.
23?
27.
Oh. I was
going to
say that.
I only have one question in 27 different parts.
And the answer was?
Four.
I knew
that. Oh, you knew?
Yeah.
Four? That's my favorite. Four? And what is the name of the very difficult dive that Thornton does in the film?
Triple Indy.
Right. Okay. Very well. Very good. Well, at least she got it from what we just played.
No, I would have known it anyway.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only thing I remembered about the movie.
All right, we're running out of time because we had dinner reservations, but let's do two more things. Here's the trivia. You see, I'm going to name some Pixar characters.
Ooh. Don't you want to talk football?
Yeah.
With the girls?
Yeah. Hold on.
Football.
I do this, I can't do it again. I'm going to name Pixar characters. You tell me what movies they're in.
Okay.
Buzz Lightyear.
Toy Story.
Mr. Potato Head.
Toy Story.
Rex.
Toy Story.
All right, very good. Heimlich. It's a little before your time. It's A Bug's Life.
Oh.
Sully.
Monsters, Inc.
Excellent. You'll never get this one.
Do it.
I think you know what I'm going to say.
Finding Nemo.
That's right. I didn't even have to say it. It's Dory. Bruce.
Finding Nemo.
Nice. Edna Mode.
The Incredibles.
Right. Frozone.
The Incredibles.
Matter.
Cars.
Right. I wouldn't have known
that. I would not have known that.
I don't know why.
Remy.
Oh, Ratatouille.
This is great, right? You'll never get this one. Wally. Oh, you got that. Okay. Carl Fredrickson.
Up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Doug.
Up.
Last one. Bing Bong.
The Inside Out.
Right.
Oh.
Well done, ladies. Well
done. Can you sing
done.
The song, Dory?
What song?
The Bing Bong song?
I don't know it.
You know, Billy knows it.
I didn't care for that character very much.
Okay.
Me either.
Now, I have
like
your...
Part at the end with the cats.
Dory and Liza are both in the football pool. I have
I
your sheets
I'm
from last week.
I think I'm in 102nd right now.
Yeah, we're all doing bad. Yeah. Dory went 6-8 last week, losing your key pick with the Rams. Oh. Why? Who knows? I went 7-7. I got my key pick with the Cowboys. And Liza went 6-8 also, but got her key pick with Jacksonville.
How'd Billy do?
Billy sucks.
Matt went 9-5, by the way.
Yeah, he did good.
Billy went 7-7 as well. He'd lost his key pick. He picked New England. He always picked
New England.
Which was smart. So, let's see what we like this week, since we've already made our picks.
Did you guys make your picks?
Yeah.
No.
What? Liza.
Get
Liza.
On that.
You know, it closes on Thursday. I close it on Thursday this time of the year because it's old school. From those of you who remember playing football pools went before the internet when you had to fax it in on Wednesday night, and it was because every all season long you fax it in Friday night, you got to fax it in Friday night, and then but except for Thanksgiving you had to fax it in Wednesday night, so I always close the pool so you can't make any changes. I just like once a year we do it old school. All right. Thanksgiving Day, Eagles Lions.
Eagles.
You really? Why?
I don't even wait. The Lions are what town? I don't even know.
Detroit. Detroit, Philadelphia. Would you prefer if I did it that way?
Yeah.
Detroit, Philadelphia.
I just picked the Eagles.
That's Philadelphia.
Detroit or Philadelphia.
They're playing in Detroit. Does it matter to you where they play?
No.
When you pick?
Irrelevant.
That's why they're doing so well.
I only look at the spread.
So just pick them. It's even.
No. Oh, it is? Then I would pick Philadelphia, I think.
Okay. That's a good pick. I don't like Philadelphia because they have a quarterback I don't care for. Now, here's a really tough one. This is a great game. The Cowboys, now with Tony Romo back. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And the Panthers, who are completely undefeated.
Yeah, I'd pick the Panthers.
I would pick the Panthers.
Because the Cowboys keep losing.
Not anymore.
Now he's
now
back.
They got their quarterback back.
He's back.
And here's the late night game on Thursday, the Bears and the Packers.
Packers.
Even though it's like a 9-point spread.
I don't even remember. I think I picked the Bears.
They have to win by 9 points?
Yeah.
Because the Packers keep losing.
I'd still pick.
But
the
they won. Now they won. They've won.
But then,
yeah, they won last week.
Yeah.
But they were losing for a while, losing. And the Bears kind of stink. Saints Texans.
I don't even remember.
We can move on from that. That's a stupid game. How about the Vikings Falcons? The Falcons are favored by 2. The Falcons just keep losing and losing.
What town?
Oh, Minnesota, Atlanta. Sorry.
I'd pick Minnesota.
A Viking
Good.
Would slay a Falcon.
I like that. Nice. Although. You haven't been doing that well this year, so normally I would go with those picks.
Yeah.
What's going on with the pendulum?
Oh, I get rid of that. I had her bury it in the backyard.
Oh.
Irene. Sweetie, my pendulum picks are amazing.
They were for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, until I called the Post, and I'm like, I'm telling you, I got this pendulum. It never loses. And then it lost. This was going to make my podcast big. Big, I tell you. All right, Cincinnati against St. Louis. Cincinnati just lost 2 in a row after being undefeated. They're favored by 9 points.
Wow. Who was the other team?
St. Louis. Rams.
I would probably still pick Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Nice. The Colts and the Bucks. Let's go. How about the Giants Redskins? Giants are favored by 2.5.
Giants.
Everybody on this show knows that I picked the Redskins at home. Because they play very well
Giants.
At home, and I've been right every time. I'm going to take the Redskins.
Giants.
The Raiders and the Titans, nobody cares. Bills and the Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by about 5. That's Kansas City against Buffalo. Buffalo just lost to New England last week.
I say the Bills.
I say Kansas City.
I do too. Oops. Kansas City's playing really good.
Yeah, they've I know. Made a,
how about the Jets and the Dolphins? The Jets,
not the Jets.
There you go. You got. How can you pick that? Now I got a problem. I feel bad not picking the Jets. Meanwhile, you never take the Jets with points. You know they never cover. So smart.
Yeah.
You're doing that too. You're Jets picking the Dolphins. There's no reason. Well, you're right. You know, there's just no. You're paying for dinner with your babysitting money. I don't care about that one. How about the Cardinals of Arizona against the San Francisco 49ers? The Cardinals are favored by 10.5 points.
Wow.
That's too much.
But they're great. And the 49ers stink.
Cardinals. They're going to win.
Yeah, actually, Cardinals.
You changed your mind?
Yeah, I changed my mind.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I picked them at first anyway.
How about the Seahawks, the defending NFC champs, against the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think without their quarterback?
The other person that doesn't have their quarterback. I mean, that has their quarterback.
The Seahawks.
Lies is full of information.
All right, now here's a big one. Sunday night. Broncos-Patriots. Now, this should have been a huge game. Denver-New England. You're talking about Peyton Manning against Tom Brady. However, Peyton Manning is now officially out.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
He's injured and he's old.
Oh.
Mostly he has that planter's thing that I had on my foot. Do you remember years ago?
Yeah.
It's very painful. I had it. Remember they told me I had to stop playing tennis, but I could still run cross country? And I was like, damn it.
I don't remember.
I had to go all the way to Perth Amboy to get it fixed.
Is he coming back next year? Or is he like...
He might be coming back this season. Nobody knows. Thing is, if this guy beats the undefeated Patriots this week, backup quarterback, I don't... I mean, even though Peyton Manning's a legend... Right. I mean, it's like one of those tough decisions. What do you do? You tell this icon again, like just like they did in Indianapolis,
right.
You're done. Or, you know, where do you bring him back and let him, you know, really tough. But
guess we'll see what happens. That makes the game exciting.
I can't imagine the Patriots will lose.
Yeah, but you have the guy from the chicken parm commercials from
chicken
now on.
Parm, you taste so good.
That's that was a good imitation.
Me and Dory, that's our favorite song. We were doing it all Friday. Like, you can't help yourself once you do it.
It's
and
true.
But what are we having tonight? Chicken parm, you taste so good. And that doesn't matter. That's it.
I'm very hungry.
Yeah. I get it. How come every guest I have, by the end, they're always like, are we leaving? Jessica Pye is the same thing. She just was making motions with her stuff. I'm like, I get it. You're hungry. We're going to eat right after this. Will you relax? I know. We got to go. We got reservations. Fine. I hope you can explain this to my audience when they're very upset they got half a show today.
Weren't we here a whole hour?
Yeah, pretty much. You'll stay here till this place shines. All right. Well, that's how we're going to end the show tonight. I thought you would like it. I mean, if you could be here, audience members, and see the way my nieces look at me when I start playing the Annie theme, I mean, that alone is priceless. This is the Black Annie.
Blanny.
Blanny. Did you see it?
No.
It's unwatchable. Except for this scene.
All the kids I babysit for like it, though.
Who wouldn't? I like all the music from it. It just didn't... I've seen some of the movie. It's horrid.
Well, they should have called it something else.
Yeah, Black Annie. They should have just gone for it. Like Blackula. Okay, well, that's our show for today. Listen, everybody, I just want to say have a great Thanksgiving. It's a great holiday week, and it's going to be... See, you know what you
now
like.
She's singing.
She's mouthing the words. And what did I do at Grammys on Saturday? I was doing lines from Annie. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to flatten you like a pancake. And once again, just... Wait, was that her part?
Yeah.
Oh, you played Molly?
No.
Oh, you said I'm going to flatten you like a pancake?
Yes. Yeah.
That's my favorite line. Why is that?
I don't know.
Because Liza said it. Right.
Oh, that's probably why. No, that's not why. Anyway, anyway, folks, thanks so much for everything. I hope everybody has a great holiday weekend. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving. Remember, David tells at Caroline's Hall this week. I'll probably stop by a couple of times. We're going to go with the great Jeff Ross. We're going to Quality Italian. And just have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I will see you next week when we have more to discuss and more fun things to talk about. Have a good football Thanksgiving and a good weekend. We'll see you next time on the Dave Just Got Podcast. Story, say goodbye.